day and welcome once again to another episode. Here is Rabbi Kuhn to do our reading in Deuteronomy. Wait a minute, this isn't my script, this belongs to that other show. It's time once again for the sit down and stand up show. This is part 4 of Jack Warmed Over. Yes, but before we begin the story, I have a little number that I would like to do. Yes, I've been trying my hand at doing hip-hop, so I would like to do a little hip-hop song for you. My name is Fogey, and I'd like you to know I'm the announcer on the Sit Down, Stand Up show. And if you ask me what I think that the writers and the cast all stink. Oh, I'm such a bad boy. Oh, yes. I feel like one of those young, rebellious gangsters. Oh, yes. But on with our story. We join Ernie today as he walks through the halls of the place where he works as one of the abstract concepts. Yes.
I am a Neanderthal, I'm very proud to say. You say I don't exist, and yet I live right now today. You think that I'm subhuman, but I tell you there's no sub. And if you disagree with me, I'll hit you with my glove. Oh, Jack, what are you doing back here? I thought you were in New York Harbor.
I was, but then I got demoted again.
Oh, really? Why'd that happen?
Well, some guy who looks just like you gave me a ticket for having too much wretched refuse on my teeming shore.
Oh, gee, did you catch his name?
Yes, his name was Ernie.
Oh, dear, I don't know anybody fitting that description.
Well, anyway, they've got me back working as one of the sins again.
Oh, one of the 7 deadly sins?
No, this is just one of the minor sins.
Oh, really? What sin have you got now?
Drinking milk out of the carton.
Oh, you're lucky. I heard that when Integrity got caught embezzling, he was demoted to driving like an old person.
Oh, that would be a terrible sin to be.
I'd agree.
I remember when I once got stuck behind an old person, I thought I would never get where I was going.
Really? What were they driving?
A Cadillac.
A Cadillac? Really? Oh, that's one of the fastest cars in the world.
Oh, yeah, but the Cadillac was on foot.
Oh, here comes the boss. You better get to drinking milk from the carton.
Right.
Hi there, Jack. How's it going? Glad to hear it. You know, Jack, I kind of like you. Do you know why? It's because you remind me of a younger me, only not so young, and much fatter, and more slovenly, and kind of disgusting, but a version of me that, well, isn't really me at all. That's what you remind me of. Anyway, I'm here to give you another chance. There's an opening for Misery, and I'd like you to fill the part. Yes, you. Anyway, here's your first assignment. Right here. Yeah. It's a young man in love. He's way too happy. He needs a good dose of misery. So go and cheer him down. Ah, Jack, you just shot milk out of your nose.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just so excited. You know, that was rather strange. I wasn't even drinking milk at that moment.
Then what was with all the gaggling noises?
Oh, I'm trying to train myself to talk without an accent.
And so Jack leaves for his first assignment as the new Misery. And along with him he takes Annie, because of course Misery loves company. Ba-dum-bum. or something like that.
Well, this must be the place.
Are you sure?
Well, stop and listen for a moment.
I love you more. No, 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 I love you more.
Oh, hurry up and knock on the door. These people need some misery, pronto.
Who is it?
It's Misery.
And Company.
I've come to make you miserable.
Misery? But I ain't never been outside of Arkansas.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well, it says here that I'm supposed to report to the home of a Mr. Stinky Bob the Possum. Are you Stinky Bob the Possum?
Wait a minute, Stinky Bob? I know you. You're one of the DJs for the Altatoon Shoutcast Radio Network. Is this going to be another one of them shameless plugs?
Well, yeah, but since you just did the plug, we're past it now.
Oh, all right.
Say, you mind if I see that piece of paper? Oh, here's your problem. It's upside down. You want to Mr. Mopasset Bob Ichnitz.
Ooh, I didn't realize it was upside down. It looked right side up, but now I see that it is upside down. I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Stinky Bob.
Not a problem, and be sure to listen to rovr.primcast.com:7120.
Hey, I thought you said we were already past the plug.
Hey, I'm as surprised as you are.
And so, Jack and Annie head back to the workplace of the abstract concepts to report their mistake. Stupid fellas, really stupid.
I don't believe it. You two let that possum get away with the old turn the piece of paper upside down trick. I don't believe that you can do something so stupid. In all my born days, I never...
Excuse me, sir. Would this be a bad time to ask about a pay raise?
Yes, it would be a bad time to ask about a pay raise. Of all the incompetence, well, I never... Look at the blood vessel in my head. See the way it's pounding? And whittling up a funny bubble. And grilling a mama. Uh-oh.
What is it?
I think I just had a stroke.
A stroke? Oh no, is it fatal?
I think it is. But we don't have a Grim Reaper on duty right now. Oh no, what are we going to do?
Jack, this is your big chance to be death.
Sickle, I need a sickle.
There's a stationary bike over in the corner.
It'll have to do. Okay? Get ready and reap!
Oh my, I feel so unalive!
Well, I'm glad that I could be of service and save your death.
Good job, Jack! Good job! Congratulations, you're the new death!
Yay, I finally realized my life's dream! I'm the new death!
And it pleases me to bestow on you the touch of death. Anything you touch will be instantly killed.
Oh, that's wonderful. Uh-oh.
What is it?
My butt itches.
And so we end our story with Jack as the new death, with the fatal finger and a very itchy butt. Good night, everybody, and try not to tune in again if you can help it. Otherwise, I feel very sorry for you. Indeed, really, I do. Thank you.